opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to www.mikebroadcastdvd.com. I'm Crystal, and I'm here with a couple of my Chrissy kids. We're filling in for Pastor McDuffie because he had other engagements. Shout out to Pastor McDuffie. And first of all, I'm going to let everybody introduce themselves. We'll go around the room. I'm Chrissy. Look at the camera. You're Maya.
I'm Alana. I'm Maria.
Oh, y'all are really low. You're going to have to speak up. Y'all are going to have to speak up because I can't hear you guys. Say it again real quick. Come on, everybody. I need energy.
I'm Maya.
Okay.
I'm Maya. I'm Alana. I'm Maria.
And you are? And Tony. couple things. We have so much going on. We have a lot going on that we're going to talk about. We have a trip coming up to New Jersey that we're all very excited about, the weekend of Palm Sunday weekend, April 4th. And my desire is that people will go to the Cash App and support us. Go to Pastor McDuffie's ministry Cash App and support him. My Cash App is $BOOM, capital B-O-O-M, capital B-Y, capital C-R-Y-S-T-A-L. And Pastor McDuffie's Cash App is $PastorMichael7. Right, I think so. Okay, I'll put it in the caption. I just drew a blank and I type it in all the time. $PastorMichael7. Yeah, that sounds right to me. Okay. So we just listened to two songs. I can't play them on the radio show. I'm trying to put them in the caption. They are Joyner Lucas's Devil's Work and then the Response to Devil's Work by Bizzle. What we do really quickly is I started this organization last year, January of last year. And we take music, we take movies, we take videos, we extract biblical principles from them. And then we talk about things that kids are going through in real life. That's what we do at Chrissy Kids. And I've been doing this for a little over a year. And we serve food. And we're going to do the same. And I wanted to talk about this is because this is what we're also going to bring to New Jersey, this very same topic. And I'm calling it, Why Do Good Things Happen to Bad People? Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do bad things happen to good people? And somebody want to say what Devil's Work was briefly about because we can't play it on the show?
People dying. And
nice and loud.
People dying, and why are the bad people still here?
Basically, why God keeps taking the good people, seemingly good people, quote unquote, but the bad people seem to be here. And they seem to keep thriving. Right. Not yet. It's coming up. And basically, that's what it was about. It was saying stuff like, give me an example of a lyric of Devil's Work. Anybody. Somebody get it. That's the response. Oh. It was saying like, give us back Martin Luther King. Take R. Kelly.
Stuff like that.
But what's the problem with doing that? What's the problem with us saying stuff like that?
Because everything God does
it
for a reason.
Everything God does it for a reason, good.
You question God saying, why did you do this? And you should bring out this person, pick this person, but it's not about them.
It's not about them, right. Sometimes things are for a bigger cause. Why do bad things happen to good people? What's even the problem with saying somebody is good? Is there a problem with that?
No.
You don't think it's a problem with saying people are good?
No. I mean,
Okay. All right. So, why do you think bad things happen to good people? Let's examine that. We know, we all know we just lost Kobe Bryant, and the world is still really upset about it, and his daughter, who seems to be innocent about it. Why do you think bad things happen to good people? Because if they're not the legacy, what else? Let me flip the question. Why do you think good things happen to bad people? You think it's fair? Huh? You don't think it's fair? There was another song, right? And that's what Jay was alluding to. If God could respond to that, if God could respond to that song, I believe that it would sound something like what Bizzle was saying. Something like what Bizzle was saying. First of all, which song did y'all like better, one or two? 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 Nobody liked the first one? Has anybody ever felt like the first song, though? Have you felt like that? But then, what happened for me was I was like, when I first heard the song, I was like, dang, I could really relate to that. I could really, really relate to that. But then, when I heard Bizzle's song, I was like, whoa, he's so right, though. He's so right, though. Then I had to repent because I felt bad for my first song. For, you know what I mean? So I'm like, dang, man, he's right. So, Maya, read some of the lyrics from Bizzle's song. Nice and loud.
I see you got my words with you. It's a shame how the pain only thing make you to pick it up. You complain when it rains just once, but I never hear thanks for that 100 days with the sun.
Right. You complain about all of the bad stuff, but you never thank God for the good stuff. How often do you thank God for the good things you do? Like, seriously, for real.
A lot.
A lot? You made a faith. Do you thank God for the good things you do? So that's an honest answer. That's an honest answer. Zach, do you thank God for the good things he does?
Yes.
How often?
I don't really know.
Huh?
I don't really know.
You don't really know, so that means it's not enough if you don't know. Because if it was every day, you'd be like, I thank God every day for all the good things he does. Right? But that wasn't your answer. You were like, I don't know. I do sometimes. But honestly, how many times when things go wrong do you say, Dad, why this has to happen to me? Or that you try to blame God for it? Or do you blame yourself? Talk to me. Tell me.
I blame myself.
You blame yourself? Anybody ever blame God for anything? No? That's good. I have. That's true. Not taking responsibility, blaming other people besides yourself. You went off? Go back on. Just go back on. You got to reject that and just go back on.
No, I'm not.
Hello? Okay. So, I lost my train of thought. Right. Take responsibility. Take responsibility. We're not supposed to blame other people. I blame God when my mom died. Then when my brother died.
Okay.
I know. You thought it was your fault when mom died.
Man.
You blamed herself.
I should have just ate my broth.
Okay. You brought it up, so tell the story.
Because, I was a little baby, so then I ate my broccoli.
She was like 3 years old.
I ate my vegetables.
Right.
And then my mom was like, because I always used to sleep with my grandma and walk the door in the morning to see a thing. And then my mom was like, you can't, since you ain't want to eat your vegetables, you can't sleep with Lana tonight. And then And then I had to keep in my crib by myself with my stuffed animals and stuff. So then I asked her, can I wash the door in the morning? She was like, yes. So then I woke up at my crib or whatever bed, the toddler bed thing. And then I woke up out of that. Then I went to go wake up Nana for to wash the door. And then she wasn't moving. And then, well, I got And then, I told him that Nana wasn't waking up. And then he went and got you. And then you realized that she went to her sleep. And then, it's a true story, I couldn't walk there. And then when the ambulance came, they said they're going to make your grandma all better. And then they did it. And then ever since then, I don't like the cops or the ambulances or the fire truck because I felt like they lied to me and they killed my grandma.
This is a true story. And for a long time after that, when she would see a cop or an ambulance or something, she would hide. And she would start screaming and stuff for a long time after that. But is it her fault? No, it's not your fault. But for a long time, I felt like my presence, not in the bed, was bad, not in there. Like a young soul in the same furniture as an old soul. I feel like I could have had it one more day. Right. She felt like for a long time she used to say, but if I was there, it wouldn't have happened. But if she was there, it probably wouldn't have made a difference. It was just her time to go. And, you know, it happened. So the thing is, she can't blame herself for that. For a long time, she blamed herself for not being in the bed with my mother, and that's why Nana died, because I wasn't in the bed with her. That's not your fault. And, of course, my mother was an amazing person. Like, everybody in the neighborhood used to call her mom, and, you know, everybody still talk about her cooking and all of that kind of stuff.
She stuck me ice cream under the table.
Yeah, she used to sneak her ice cream, candy, and all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
But my mom was a great person. So when my mother died, I felt like, God, why you do this? You know, I go to church. I believe in you. I do the right things. How are you going to take my mother away from me? So I ain't going to do nothing for a long time. For a long time, I was very, very depressed. And we talk about suicide and all of that and Chrissy kids, and we talk about depression. And I'm really adamant about the depression and suicide talk because during that time, I was suicidal. I was depressed. I just wanted to kill myself. I didn't look at it, and this is how the enemy does your mind. I didn't look at it as me killing myself. I looked at it as I just want to go be with my mother. That's what I looked at it as. I just want to go be with my mother, and me and my daughter are going to go be with my mother. I wanted both of us to just die. So
you
we could
kill me. How was I on that?
You're going to poison me,
and then you're going to kill yourself?
I just this was my twisted way of thinking at that time. Until God, you know, a lot of people prayed for me. A lot of people prayed for me, and I thank God delivered me. That's why I'm so adamant about suicide and depression, because I know what it feels like, because I was there. I was there. It's just not something that I just read in a book. I do have my bachelor's degree in psychology, true, but this is personal experience. You know, and then when I got over that a little bit, then my brother died. So I'm like, at least I got my brother.
Wasn't he with a stomachache or something?
No, he had issues with his stomach, and he went to the hospital, and he was texting me all day long that day. So, Ooh, yeah, we were texting me all day long. We had just got back from Jersey, matter of fact.
Okay.
And then I got a phone number from the a phone call from the doctor that my brother died. So then the whole cycle repeated itself again. Now I'm mad at God again. Now I'm blaming God again. How could you take my brother and my mother away from me? You know, so I went through that whole pattern all over again. And this is why I'm so passionate about, because I know how the enemy can trick your mind. When somebody you really love, God, somebody you look up to, God, somebody's close to you that died, it's hard. And people sometimes tell you, just get over it. You can't just get over something like that some of the time. Some of the times you can't just get over stuff like that. So it's important to have somebody to talk to. It's important to have a prayer life. It's important to not just go to church, but have a real relationship with God. Have a real relationship with God. Because if I didn't, I promise you I wouldn't be here today. I promise you I would not be here today. And I thank God for people caring enough about me to talk to me. And you know, I was really rude. I was really, really, I might not can imagine it, but when people would be like, I know what you're going through. No, you don't. What you mean?
I remember that.
No, you don't. Is there anything I can do? Can you bring my mother back?
Just to tell my eyes.
Can you bring my brother back? No. Well, what you gonna do then?
And the face.
No.
And the faces they used to make right after it. It was like,
I'm so sorry. Me too. Me too. I became, I know, right? Like, I became really bitter and cold and nasty. But people that knew me knew that that wasn't my normal behavior. People that knew me really knew that wasn't me. You understand? So it's important to have spiritual people that could just look at me and look at you and be like, that's the hurt. That's the hurt coming. That's the pain talking. You understand what I'm saying? What time is it?
It's that time.
Julie, is it time for a break? How much more for a break?
We got 1 minute. We can go into it.
Okay, let's go to break. We're going to come back and change gears.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for everyday heroes. From Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DTVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DTVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com. Radio.com.
And we're back for part two of DDV Radio. Thank you for tuning in to MikeBroadcast.DDV. MikeBroadcast.DDV.com. Okay. We're switching gears a little bit because, you know, we got a little sad at the end with the story about how my mom died and everything. So we're switching gears a little bit. We are honored for the first time ever to have Alana with us, Zay with us, and Anaya with us. Sometimes I forget their names because to me, they are Bright, Zay, or Prophet Isaiah, and Beauty. Those are my names for the kids. Now, people that don't know, everybody in Chrissy Kids has a nickname. Everybody has a nickname. Even though Anaya don't really accept her nickname, but I'm going to keep calling her Beauty till she see the beauty that I see in her. So I'm going to keep calling it until she see it, because she's beautiful inside and out. A few weeks ago, y'all might have saw, I posted it all over my page, Sprite did a sermon. Sprite did a sermon on disobedience has consequences. Disobedience has consequences? That was it, right? Tell me a little bit about it. You don't have to read from your notes if you don't want to. I just want you to see some of the talent that we have here at Chrissy Kids. And how old are you? 12 years old. And she gave that word better than some. And she was so well prepared. I was so proud. And she prayed over me. And I was so humbled. And I was so glad just to be a small part of her life. So I want her to give us a little bit for those of you who missed her sermon. I want you to just give us just a little bit of disobedience has consequences. Go. Nice and loud.
All right.
Go ahead.
Was he supposed to do that he didn't do?
He was supposed to go to Nineveh and preach God's word. But the note that I wrote was, your disobedience just affect you.
Talk about that.
What I mean by this is, it didn't just affect him, it affected the people on the boat. Because if he wasn't obedient, if he was being thrown off the boat, then who knows what it could have happened, the boat and the walk away, you never know. And then the people, and then the one that never got their word.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so it didn't just affect him. It affected people and things around him because he was disobedient. But, and, like, not so long ago, it's, like, it's funny because, it was funny to me because it's funny how, like, people in the Bible, when they can, like, run away from God, and they actually put effort into it, and they can't go anywhere. Like, God, everyone can't run away from God.
Right. But do we do the same thing?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Zay. Talk about it. How do we do the same thing today?
Well, like, for example.
Wait, how old are you again?
Seven.
Go ahead, Zay.
Well, for example, like, God told you to do something and you didn't do it, like, to go to do outreach and give people water or hot things. And then you didn't try to do it, and then you try to run away because you thought it was going to be too hot, and you were going to be really hot, and you might be heating. And then people didn't get any water, or they didn't get prayed for.
Right, right. That's a great example. I want you to make it more real. The Bible also says that we are to obey those who have rule over us, obey those in authority. Who is that to y'all right now? Your parents. Good. Your parents. So when you disobey your parents, are you really just disobeying your parents?
No.
Who are you disobeying? God. When you give your parents attitude about doing what they asked you to do, who are you really giving attitude to? God. Because they're your authority figure right now. Right now, they're your authority figure. If you can't even obey your parents, then how are you going to be ready for your walk in life? Because your parents prepare you for life. That's why these things like clean your room is just showing your responsibility. The message behind that is be responsible. Because one day you're going to be at work and your boss is going to say, I need this in time. I need this done. You can't just do it when you feel like doing it, because if there's a deadline, you're costing that company money. So we start with things like keep your room clean, clean the kitchen. We start with things like that. Do good in school. Why do we want you? Why do you? Just give me a reason why you think parents want you to do good in school. Go ahead, Zay.
You next.
Right. So you know what to do in the world. Right. directly, how does math, can you figure out how math affects you? Just looking at all your subjects in school, how would math be important? Frank, Nehemiah, I want you to say something. Go.
Well, that can help when it comes to when you're at the store and you want to buy something. For example, especially for the young children, they need something, and you get something from the store. You give them a lot of money, and then you just leave out the store without getting new money back. And then they realize that they think it's all this person's problem. This little kid doesn't know what you're doing. They don't know that I was back. And if you really don't, you're not going to get your money back. They want to be sure because you never knew. So
I got the
math and
money. Right. Math, money, very important. What else can math help with? You had a comment from before I didn't take. What else can math help with besides money? Can't think of anything else? Math can help with science, too. Your bill. Right, that's money. What else? Do anybody like to eat?
Yeah.
Me, I like to eat sometimes, a lot. But,
Sometimes.
Okay, so, what about recipes? Sometimes it calls for, a recipe might call for a half a cup of this, or a cup of that. That's math, that's fraction. A third of this, a third of that. When you're measuring stuff, just, okay, I need to put in, a whatever size window or whatever. All math plays a part in so many things of your life. What about social studies or history? How can that play a part in your life? Go. Yeah, you have your hand up. Go.
What do you mean? What do you mean when your teacher says that you want to do something in life? Well, if you want to, like, if you want to become president, you have to know all things about
history. Right, that's a good point, good point. And why is that important to you? Hi, Tasha, come join us. Hi, how are you? Why is that important to you that you know about the president? We just talked about it before we went on the air. Because he wants to be a president when he grow up. So it's important that he knows how that happens, that he study the presidents before time. All of that stuff is very important to becoming president. So what we were just going over is Frank gave an example about when, from her sermon that she gave, disobedience has consequences. So what we were saying, Tasha, just interrupt. What we were saying is when you disobey your parents, right, because you can't even talk about, as a young person, you can't talk about even honoring God if you can't even honor your parents. So when you disobey your parents, you're really disobeying God because they're an authority figure. Whoever has authority over you at that time. Whether it's a teacher in school, when you disobey your teacher, you're disobeying God too. And the funny thing is, people, especially young people, and I'm not beating y'all up, but they will, all right, don't do that, my mother coming. My mother coming, don't do that, right? But God see you all the time. So you're not getting away with anything. And the parents as well. When we try to do things that we know is not right, God sees you all the time. Even if you make a commitment to fast. You're like, okay, I'ma just cheat. I know I'm talking about myself right now. I'ma cheat on this. Look, I'm really hungry. So the vegetables wear off too fast. I need some meat.
That's what
I said. I said that. I did. I'm telling on myself. That's what I did. Because I was on a fast, but I was real hungry. I was just eating fruits and vegetables. I was real, real hungry, though. And the vegetables wear off real fast, y'all. So, look, I had to eat some meat. Okay, well, I digress. Anyway. relate to that? Tell me about it.
Yeah, well, we're in the past, but now we are all in the past, and I'm talking to Kenny, and I'm talking to Kenny. I just said, one piece of it, just one piece. And I ate it, well, because then I regret it.
You regretted it?
Yes, because I was fasting, and I wasn't supposed to eat no cake.
Because you made a commitment. You made a commitment, and that's why you felt bad about it. When you do something that's not right, that you know is not right, it's not a question, you know it's not right, you should feel bad about it. The problem is, we got to learn how to do better. You, me, how are you doing on your fast, Frank?
Whoopee,
you just fart. My girl, Sprite, is fasting from Sprite.
She's like 3 days ago.
Be quiet, Ma. She's fasting from soda and junk food. How's it going?
I had a good night. I can't cut my hair too. That's
your candy? What candy?
Oh, the pop drink? The pop? Oh, the pop? The pop with the soda in it?
Your candy with the soda inside?
And the also the Walmart.
Why can't you have Whoppers? Because it's a candy.
What? No, chocolate is candy.
Okay.
What?
Yes, chocolate is candy.
I'm tough.
Dang, we said all day. Okay, so, go ahead.
I'm testing from Johnson and also soda.
Okay.
I'm testing for my new church and church member, and that's for my cousin.
Okay. That's awesome. So how you doing on it, though? Getting it? Because this is what we got to realize. Once we make a commitment, right, then the enemy is allowed to come in and test you on it. Now, let me tell you something. There are times, I used to do fast sometimes until like maybe 6 o'clock. And there would be times that I would just, on a normal day, I wouldn't even get hungry till like after 12. But I promise you, as soon as I say, I'm a fast till 6, as soon as I wake up, 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm starving. Oh, starving. Like, because I made a commitment, and it's about getting your flesh under control, getting your body under control. And we do that with, like, because if you can control what you eat, what goes in and out of your mouth, that's a huge, huge step. There's a lot of biblical things that go to it, but I'm just keeping it really simple right now. It's about honoring your commitment. And we have to learn whatever you decide to be committed to, you have to be committed to that thing.
Can I be committed to first thing?
You know what? No, don't, no, not, no.
I'll take a stress test at the school camp.
You know what? We got to talk about it later. No. We don't have a whole lot of time left, so let me touch on this really quick. Because I'm trying to do whatever you did, but it don't work when I hit the phone. It don't work like when you hit the phone.
You
okay.
Turn it on.
I'm sorry. Hashtag iPhone problem.
Hashtag on blast.
Hashtag iPhone problem. But anyway, really quick, we have a little time left. And Palm Sunday weekend, we will be in New Jersey. And I'm pleading to my Facebook family because we're raising money for our trip to New Jersey.
Go watch my live and you'll understand what Crispy Kids is.
Sometimes we have about 6 kids that really want to come, and about 4 of them don't have the finances to come. And I never want to tell a kid they can't come because of finances. I don't want to be like, oh, well, you know, I know y'all want to come, but sucks to be you. Like, no, I don't want to do that.
You're not doing that.
No more? I know, right? Y'all pray for me. I'm working on it. So, four to five so far that's in this room will be coming. If God allows it, I'm praying, I'm trusting God for the finances to come. What we'll be doing when we come up there, y'all know about the ceasefire march.
Y'all,
Ceasefire March. Last year, I took Yaya, Tony, Kimora, not here. I took them last year. We did the Ceasefire March where we walked around the city of Patterson where there's a lot of gun violence. Where there's a lot of gun violence, and we stop and pray at the sites where people have lost their lives.
Yep.
Then we'll do this very broadcast that we're calling into today. We'll do that, but we'll be live and in person.
And I'm going to have headphones.
You know what? Yeah, we all will have headphones, you know. So
and I'm
we'll do
live.
That. And then we're going to have a huge Chrissy Kids with the Chrissy Kids branch in New Jersey plus us. Plus other people that's been watching us live that wants to join us, but, you know, we ain't there. We're not in Jersey. Like,
physically, so,
right now, when the ones that's observing that want to come, they're welcome to come. And I'll be giving more information on that. There is limited seating, though, so I'm going to have you all to inbox me at Crystal V. Johnson. Or, you know, text me or whatever, because there is limited seating. There is limited seating. So we're hour six, and then there's like 20 in Jersey. So that's 26. We'll have about a room for probably about 15 people who are not included with us. So that's not a whole lot of spaces for a lot of people that want to come. So let me know immediately. I'm asking you to go to our Cash App and support us. We're going to have a huge Chrissy Kids, and our topic is why do bad things happen to good people? We'll go more in depth about it. We didn't have that much time to talk about it. But you see how when we bring these topics up, sometimes it'll bring up an issue. And me, I'm not one that's pressed to get through my notes.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during your day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettiAuto.com. That's FettiAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals. For the men and women of law enforcement, the unfiltered voice of law enforcement, theBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DTVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DTVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.